Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am chatting with Jayant Bhandari. He is a active investor and also a consultant to a number of pretty major players within the resource sector. I have Jayant on a pretty regular basis to discuss the sector, but also some of the companies that he is looking at. The first one I want to quickly talk about here, Jayant, is Evrim Resources. Evrim was on a nice run last year, but by the end of the year, they came out with some very disappointing drill results, and the stock price fell from about $1.30 the whole way down to about 33 cents, and it's still right around this level. What opportunities do you see in Evrim after that nice move last year and really the pullback that erased pretty much that whole move of last year and now just a sideways move for about 2 to 3 months?
Thanks for having me, Corey. Corey, Evrim today trades at pretty much its cash value. And cash value, I'm saying in the sense of cash that the company has and the value of the royalty that they own on a project. Now, this means that I have extremely good downside support in owning Evrim Resources, and the management of the company is very good from my interactions with them over the last many years. So this tells me that they should be able to use this, deploy this cash in a way that generates value for shareholders. And if my downside is protected, I'm very happy investing in such companies because then my upside is the only thing that I have to worry about. I don't have to worry about the downside.
So Evrim's an interesting story because it is a project generator with cash in the bank. As you said, they have just over $11 million, it looks like, in cash. How do you like to see this cash being spent within a project generator? Because it is nice to have cash in the bank, but if you don't have a well-defined, structured plan, this cash can slowly drift away.
It certainly can, but that is where I want to know about the quality of the management. And I'm very happy with the management of this company. They have been very good at using cash properly. My view is that it's something that people, I would be interested in acquiring more of, if it falls below the current share price of 33 cents. Remember, at the current share price, I'm getting all their projects virtually for free. So that's actually a very good way to invest in companies when you get projects for free.
That is true. But again, they do need to continue to get deals done, bring in JV partners, and also the potential of actually exploring their own projects. But that's what ran their stock higher and unfortunately ran their stock back down when they did not have those drill results that the market was expecting. What sort of news would you like to see coming out of Evrim? Is it simply getting some more JV partners or seeing that work that's being done on some of those JV projects start to come to light?
Historically, Paddy has been very good at getting JV partners. He has been good at getting money from these JV partners as well. So my view is that as time progresses, he should be able to bring in new JV partners and bring in new projects as well into the company.
Okay, now let's move over to another company, one that has been in the news. If you've been following this more or less saga between Core Gold and Titan Minerals, there is a business combination agreement that is in place here, but there's also been some moves within Core Gold, such as the recent firing of the CEO. Where does this story stand in your eyes?
Well, I think he was actually fired yesterday, but I'm not sure what has been happening in the boardroom of Core Gold. I did meet the management of Core Gold during PDAC last week in Toronto. Now, Core Gold is merging with Titan. The ticker of Core Gold is CGLD, and it's trading at 24 cents. Based on the merger ratio, there is an 80% arbitrage upside in owning Core Gold. Now, that's an extremely good upside in owning a company.
So you are always looking for these arbitrage type of arrangements. But what about a situation like this where Core Gold is traded on the TSX Venture, and Titan Minerals is traded down in Australia. How does this throw a little wrench into things?
Oh, it does throw a wrench in the machine. What you have to do is to buy Core Gold in a brokerage account, which also allows you to trade in Australia, which means that your shares will automatically get converted into Australian exchange shares. And that will enable you not to have to worry about this conversion. What happens with a lot of people who own such shares in TD, BMO, or Scotia in Canada is that their shares get into trouble in terms of being able to be sold in Australia. And that is why a lot of Canadian shareholders would prefer to dump their shares while the companies are still trading in Canada. Which means that usually when such a merger happens between Canada and Australian company or Canadian and a British company, there typically is a much higher arbitrage than there is when the merger is between a Canadian and a Canadian company. But if you can exploit it by having these shares in a brokerage account that trades on all these exchanges, you actually benefit from it.
Okay, so you do need to make sure that your account can handle this type of a trade. Do you see a risk, though, because there is such an arbitrage opportunity here that these companies, there are some red lights that could bring the stock down?
It, of course, can. But remember, Core Gold is pretty much trading at where it was before the merger was announced. So from that perspective, my downside risk is rather limited. But clearly, we can see that there's some funny business happening in the merger. The CEO of Core Gold was recently fired. And I'm really, Corey, happy to take a bit of risk here when the upside is 80%. Now, I'm not going to continue to own these shares for the whole 80% upside. But as long as I can make about 30 to 50% upside in owning these kind of companies, I'm very happy to invest in them.
Okay, let's move over to one more company, one that doesn't get a whole lot of attention, but quite frankly, continues to perform very nicely. That is Irving Resources, focused in Japan, also has a connection to somebody that a lot of people know on this show, Quentin Henny. What do you have to say about the constant price appreciation that we've been seeing in terms of Irving?
Irving Resources has staked a lot of area around the Omu mine that they initially acquired a few years back. Now, the rock samples that they have taken from around this area, and this goes, they have staked a lot of area around the original mine, and the rock samples are running anything like half an ounce a ton kind of grade, which means that there is a huge amount of upside in speculative upside in owning Irving Resources. They have also found a series of sinters in the north, in the southwestern part of the project, I think. And these areas have never been drilled in the past. So they started drilling one of those areas yesterday. And that gives you a huge amount of speculative upside if they hit something really interesting, which is not unlikely given the kind of rocks that they have picked up from the area, which can lead to a significant appreciation of the share price if they hit something good. Now, I'm not a buyer at the current share price. I bought Irving Resources in the past when it was trading around 40 cents to $1.10. But I'm a very patient spectator of what's happening with the share price right now.
Okay. So what kind of developments do you want to see come out of this now that the company is drilling and they did expand their land back?
Well, I mean, of course, this is just the initial drilling, so we don't know what will come out. But I would not be surprised at all if the first hole hits something very interesting and they come out with good grades over a good length of the drill. So this can actually change the story of Irving Resources very quickly. The projects are very interesting. A lot of geologists I have talked with say very good things about what they have seen on the ground.
Okay. So just a couple companies that you are paying attention to where you do see some value and maybe even limited downside too. That's always an important aspect to consider when you are looking at these companies. If anybody wants Giant and I to look at any other companies, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Happy to get those in front of Giant and happy to share his opinions with all of you. Giant, great chatting with you. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, Corey.